Let's talk about one of the major na hindi alam ng tao or hindi nila napapansin na ito pala ang naging cause ng stress nila. Let's talk about ambition versus attachment case. Ay, hindi. Attachment pala. Akala ko attachment case eh. Kasi ginawan ako ng attachment case ng tatay ko nung bata ako, yung kahoy.
Spell attachment case.
Attachment case pala. Sige, let's talk about ambition and attachment. Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. Ambisyoso ka ba, Dad?
Oo. Inambisyon kong mapakasalan ka kahit alam kong ikaw naman ng
ambisyoso sa akin.
O hindi, joke lang.
O hindi naman joke yun. Pero can you consider yourself as ambitious?
Before, hindi.
Pag-usapan natin yung malalim-lalim.
Oo. Tapos nung napunta ako sa feast, ay maganda pala magkaroon ng ambisyon.
Oh. I love that. I can consider myself as ambitious. Parang naalala ko nung bata pa ako, ambition ko talaga na maging reporter sa TV.
Ang ganda niya, no? Ang ambition sa Tagalog na may kasamang English, ang vision.
Oo.
Oh, di ba? Ano yung ang vision mo?
Hindi mo alam kung may B or V
specific. Hindi ang vision yun. Hindi ang vision mo. Pero kasi ako nung bata, dahil nga I grew up suddenly falling in love with the ministry. Parang tingin ko, ministry means simple life and simple life means having less in life. Never have I realized that simple life is having more in life. It's desiring less but allowing God to bless you more so that you can give more.
Okay, tapos na po ang podcast natin.
Hindi, totoo. Pati, syempre, family, you're not called for, ano tawag dito, yung bitawan mo lahat. You're called for generosity. Di ba? Hindi yung celebrity na bitawan natin to. Kaya to answer your question, before hindi, tapos na-realize ko na may ambition na ako, hindi pa lang siya madali. Kaya marami na di-disheartened, mommy. Nag-ambition sila, pero bumitaw din sila.
Oh yes, yan yung madaming factors yan eh, di ba? Yung iba naman, sige lang ng sige, parang people will tell you, masyado ka ambisyoso, masyado ka ambisyosa sa buhay, ba't di ka nalang maging contento sa kung ano yung meron ka at kung sino ka? So, dinilin ako yung etymology ng ambitious. So, ang ambition is coming from Latin word, ambire, go around, canvassing for votes. But the etymology of, or the root word of ambitious is the ambition, desire for power. So, Latin ambire, to go around, from ambi, around, and ire, to go.
Wow.
So, feeling ng mga ibang tao, di ba? Oh, when you have an ambition, it's always about the desire for power. Mm-hmm. But for married couples, pag simpleng buhay lang talaga, sino ba naman ang hindi gusto na magkaroon ng ambition ang mag-asawa, di ba? You have your dreams, you have your goals in life.
Well, may mga taong wala. Kaya.
Kaya nagiging stress yan sa buhay mag-asawa.
Kaya, may mga kausap tayo na di ba, na yung asawa ko ayaw magtrabaho, wala man lang ambisyon. Tamo. Grabe, nagkakasakit na yung pamilya. Sobrang stressed, hoping for the father to change and to work and to stand up, wake up, into mo na yan, kumilos ka na.
Yes, isa yan sa mga pinakamaldalas na pinag-aaway ng mag-asawa. Yung isa, sobrang driven sa ambisyon. Yung isa naman, teka, parang may pupuntahan ba tong buhay mag-asawa natin? And so, naalala ko yung mga part sa buhay natin na parang nakaka-stress kasi ang dami mong goals, ang dami, may smart goals ka pa, may dream board ka pa. And yet, we are being reminded, ano ba yung difference ng ambition sa attachment?
Alam mo, kaya ako, welcome tong topic na to. Kasi parang it's something na feeling ko hindi siya connected. Parang ha? Parang it's like, what's the difference of good and bad? What's the difference of simplicity and extravagance? But when you talk about ambition and attachment, parang, are these two things connected? So today, i-coconnect natin to kasi love connects, di ba? Kaya, i-coconnect yan ng misis ko. Go ahead, mommy. Ano nga ba itong ambition and attachment na yan?
So, alam mo naman tayo, we love listening to other podcasts too. We love watching content creators. So, there's this one video that I watched about pursuing ambition and being not too attached about it. So, when you say ambition, it's really a good thing because you have goal, you have... It's something like, I want to have this house, I want to have this car, I want my kids to be in this school, and then I want to achieve a good retirement in life. And I'm okay with how the process will go because there are so many things that are beyond my control.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your goal, you get it, you have your goal, but you also trust and surrender to the universe, to God, diba?
To God.
And yet here you are when you are too attached about so many things, nasa-stress ka. Yung parang attachment is, Lord, pag binigay mo to sa akin, thank you. Pag ito hindi mo binigay sa akin, hindi ko na alam kung ano mangyayari sa akin. Lord, pag yung asawa ko hindi natanggap sa trabaho na to, paano na lang kaming buhay namin? Lord, pag tong anak ko, hindi niya napasa tong school na to, Lord, hindi ko na alam. Nakaka-stress talaga. And that's where stress lies. That you have your ambition, but you cannot sleep at night because you are too attached to the details of what you want in life.
Ah, okay. So, this is an issue of God's love language. Yung sinasabi natin na, di ba, what is God's love language? How does God want to be loved? And God's love language is trust. Mm-hmm. Ang love language na is, pagkatiwalaan mo ko, let me be your God. So, ito yung sinasabi natin, you have your why, you're giving God your what, but the how, let God give you the details. Of course, you do your best, pero may mga how si Lord na gagawin sa buhay. May timing siyang ibibigay sa iyo. May mga tao siyang gusto ma-involve sa pagdating ng ambition mo. You allow Him to bless you. Kasi nga, connect-connect lahat yan eh. Hindi naman ikaw lang yan eh. Papunta mo sa tindahan, papunta mo sa palengke, may madadaanan kang kapitbahay, may madadaanan kang tricycle driver, may madadaanan kang taxi, may madadaanan kang nakakotse rin, pero lahat yung may connect-connect na magagawin sa buhay mo.
Yes, so the reason we are having this podcast episode because we are surrounded with so many images, so many content that we don't know where to look now, where to listen to, and sometimes we feel like we don't know ourselves anymore because we have a certain dream in life and yet we are swayed by so many opinions in life.
So this podcast is making us think and reflect, are there attachments in my life that stresses me on my way to my ambition?
Yes, especially as a married couple. Kasi pag ikaw lang mag-isa, yun ang feeling ko naman. Pag mag-isa ka lang, para mas madali mo i-navigate yung mga bagay-bagay. Kasi walang either nakadepende sa'yo or wala kang dinedependehan.
Or walang magkukomento sa gusto mong mangyari.
Pwede rin.
Pwede kasi hindi dependent, pero pwedeng, ano ba yan? Kung hindi kayo align
may taga-audit.
Kung hindi kayo align ng asawa mo, yeah, may taga-sita, may taga-audit, may taga-puna.
Yes. But when you're a married couple, it's very important that you talk about this because definitely you have ambitions in life. Pero teka, nagkakasakit na ba yung asawa mo sa sobrang pag-aalala? O teka, nag-aaway na ba kayo lagi? Kasi parang masyado na yung pressure, maybe not just internally, but the people around you because you want to please them. You feel that you see them doing these things and having these things. So it's also a couple check in this episode. Are we too attached to our dreams or are we too attached to God, who is the blesser of these things?
Ayan. So para mas malalim ang usapan, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Habang palalim ng palalim tong usapan na to, ang naisip ko lang kagad is, kasi na-mention mo kanina, this is one of the stressors ng married people, hindi nila napapansin. You dream, pero hindi mo napapansin, it's getting the best of you already. Not because wala pa siya, but because you're attached to something. Kaya ang tanong, maganda pag-usapan yan, ano ba yung attachments na meron ka ngayon? Saan ka ba naka-attach? Is it you are attached to the how? Is it you're attached to, again, a neighbor's version that you think you're gonna have the same? Are you attached to a certain timeline that you want, Lord, this year? If that will not gonna happen this year, you'll be so stressed na feeling mo wala na next year. And naisip pa lang yung word dito, na napansin ko pala lahat pala tayo, whether you're doing a podcast, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Friendster, Multiply, Friendster. At kung ano-ano pa yan, lahat pala tayo content creator.
Yes, we are. We have our own content in our lives.
Oo, you have to create pala the contentment in your life.
Wow, ang ganda na.
Para, you have to create the contentment, the right contentment in your life, the contentment that pushes you towards your dream, and the contentment that makes you trust the Lord so that you will not be attached to the wrong attachments of your life.
Alam niya, ito yung mga panahon na minsan pagod na kami mag-asawa sa buhay namin, doing so many things and raising our two toddlers without extra help. And we do our podcast recording when the two kids are sleeping. And yet, you can't stop doing this because one, we know that this can help a lot of married couples and single people. Two, it's like our couple dates because we have a reflection. And number three, it makes me realize how blessed I am to marry this man because I really love the way he reflects.
Oh, eh. Tingnan mo lang yung noo ko, mag-reflect ng ilaw dyan.
Reflector siya ni Lord. Pero ang galing talaga nun, di ba?
Hindi, naisip ko lang kasi yung, again, the right contentment. Kaya, the content creator is not about social media. The content creator talking about is start to have the contentment in your life that pushes you to your dream and also makes you detached to the attachment na kailangan mong gawin. Because, I lead na to the next point of view, point na gusto ko sabihin, the God-planted dreams are supposed to bless your married life. Nung pinligay ni Lord ang pangarap na yan sa puso mo, alam ni Lord na ikakasal ka. Alam ni Lord na kakapamilya ka. Kaya yung pangarap na nilagay sa puso mo, it was crafted perfectly for a married person. Kaya huwag ka na magtaka kung ba't kailangan kasama pa yung asawa mo at mga anak mo. Totoo. Kasi true. Alam ni Lord na ang calling mo, the kanya-kanyang calling yan, priesthood ba, married life pa, single blessedness ba, alam niya na yung calling mo. Kaya if you're a married person, kasama mo ang asawa mo dyan. Now, if it's killing your family, it's killing your health, that dream, ito lang ibig sabihin yan. Remember, the enemy, the devil, always wanted to destroy families, always wanted to destroy what? Married life. Destroy the married life, broken families, what will happen to future leaders? Again, God gives the way. God saves, God heals, God always brings out the goodness. But same thing, God places a beautiful dream in your heart and the world tries to stir up that dream and make it look difficult and burdensome so that you will not fulfill that dream anymore. It will end up cutting the married life. And again, our call is to take a stand that this is for my family. This is where God is being glorified. God is with me. We can do this together.
Amen. Because sarap pag-usapan that how to be a great content creator is really to be with the creator. Not in a sense na parang, oh, nakatakot naman ito, mawala na ba ako sa earth. But really to be with the creator because usually contentment is related to the word mediocrity. Parang, how can you be so contented? You can do so many things. How can you be so contented when you have this gift that you have that you can share to the whole world and all that? But to be content is to be happy where you are, to be happy with who you are, because God is proud of you even if before magsalita ka pa, even before ka migawin. So being a content creator is being with the creator and having that gratitude in your heart that I married this person, I will journey with this person, I'm happy to be a mother, I'm happy to be a father, I'm happy to be a breadwinner. Like si Drew, recently meron nga akong reflection that I'm grateful to have him because dahil sa kanya, I get to witness milestones of my kids every day. Na at times I snap in my patience because it gets tiring 24/7.
Hindi naman, ko
pa. Pero dun ko na-realize na it's the sacrifice of my husband because knowing him, he'd rather spend the whole day with my kids.
With you, of course, and the
playing,
kids.
Playing with the three of us. Pero he chooses to sacrifice because this is the submission that he is.
Pero
that he's doing.
Oh, pero masaya pa rin ako kasi more time pa rin with family.
Yes.
I love this version.
This is the content creation that we are doing.
Oh, I love this version kasi nga, sabi ko nga kay Love, this is where the prophet Elijah received his blessing that the jar of flour will never run dry.
Amen.
And that the jar of oil will never run dry. So this is our version. And I just love this. Maybe you have a dream in your life. Go ahead. Reality, you may or you may not achieve that dream. It's true.
Yes.
But the way that God planted that in your heart is there's a blessing waiting for you. And the blessing is not just upon achieving the dream. The blessing happens at the beginning of conceptualizing that dream, up to the entire progress and process of receiving that dream, day one to the day of completion, lahat yan may blessing sila dyan.
And because the blesser goes with you.
Yeah, walang tapon
the blesser dyan. Goes with the blessing. Sabi nga natin, di ba? Sa feast.
And because you know that na wala palang tapon dyan, it only means at the end of the day, have that content creation in your life.
Amen.
I know I give my best.
And God will do the
siguro
rest.
Siguro nasa 10% pa lang kami, pero ay, grabe, ang sarap ng buhay nito. It's heaven. Ma-achieve ba namin ito? Of course, we pray for that. It's like, alam mo, parang age lang yan eh. You achieve 100 years old, but people at times 67, si mama. Yung iba 50, yung iba 68, yung iba 70, 80. You don't know if you'll reach 100, but every day, you will be grateful. Then another day, you'll do your best again, and then at the end of the day, you'll be grateful. What I learned from the feast and what we shared to people, mami, no? Sabi nga, you can be, have a high ambition, you can be content with what you have, but never be content with what you can give.
Amen.
And so, this is meaning that the holy discontent happening. Okay. So, ano bang guide questions natin dito?
How good are you as a content creator?
How good are you, no? Or as a couple, tingnan nyo, di ba? Paano nyo gagawin itong content?
You ask each other.
Minsan ilalagay ito. Sa akin naman, is, are there attachments that is pulling you down from fulfilling the ambitions God placed in your hearts?
Amen.
Para it's, ang tawag ito, it's time to let go of the attachments, not the ambition. Again, itatry, ibahin ang picture ng mundo about the ambition. There's nothing wrong with the ambition. Just allow the creator to keep on giving you the picture. And so, we pray for everyone.
In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we pray for those who are having stress and burden in them, wanting to fulfill their dreams. Remove fear, replace it with love. Give us the courage to do it afraid, knowing that you, the Creator, are always with us. We pray that we be detached to the wrong attachments of life at ma-attach kami lang sa inyo, Panginoon.
Amen.
To trust you in every process, in every progress. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father,
of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening, because love connects.